All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Usual Suspects, live at Carbach Brewing. I just wanted to do the what up H-Town. But it was my, I wanted to do
But you
different.
Decelerated.
Yeah.
You split and decelerate. I don't like it.
You know
Nick,
why?
Are you good with it?
Negative. You ruined it.
Okay, yeah, how about this one?
You can't be ruining our
okay.
No one said that there's do-overs.
Okay, how about
it's live
this?
Radio.
Let me try one more. One more.
Oh, boy.
What up H-Town?
That's why he is where he is, Nick.
All righty. What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. We appreciate you being a part of the big play that is The Usual Suspect. It's 94.1 FM joining The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. If you're a suspect, you've been with us since 1. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. And the good news is you can actually stop in, see everybody, hang out, get some great food, some unbelievable beer, and the atmosphere in this place is fantastic. It's a gorgeous building. It's Carbach Brewing. It's 2032 Carbach Street. Stop by for happy hour between 3 and 6. Like I said, Fred and AJ will be here. Fred's already in the building. So you guys can get some great food and beverage, some quality entertainment, watch some sports, hang out. Football's kicking off with the last night's games and everything going on this weekend. No better place to watch it than Carbach.
Absolutely. And a lot of listeners here already. Shout out to my man La Raza in the house.
La Raza's in the house.
La Raza.
Yep.
Mama La Raza, shout out to her. Working at Method Architect. They actually helped build this place. So that's pretty
cool. They did a hell of a job because it's a beautiful building.
I like this exposed brick and like the pipes.
It's neat because the atmosphere when you walk in, you can see the brewery. Mm-hmm. You can see a lot of what's going on with the way they make the beer. And then if you want, you can go outside, especially with the fall starting to get around, when you start getting talking about football. Go out in the fall, sit on the deck, watching some great environment, catch some nice breezes, and also watch the game. And then, of course, like I said, the food. Man, I warned you, that big pretzel they have is like an appetizer. It's fantastic.
I love a good pretzel. Man, that was delicious. The cheese that came with it and the mustard, man.
I didn't do the dipping sauces that you did, but
dude,
yes.
Do it. There's a little piece left. You got to dip a little bit.
No, I'm good because you already know that Tasha's going to make sure. She said she's not, but she's finishing that pretzel. So
yeah, somebody else has to.
Don't let Andreas because he'll not only finish it, he'll ask for another one. So
take these carbs for us, Andreas. Come on. Got to maintain this figure.
So we'll continue to roll on. Big baseball move as well that we didn't get to yet, just like the Aaron Donald signing. One of the names that I had thrown out there as a possible addition to the Astros, getting an extra bat with some outfield experience that might be able to help, is off the market as Andrew McCutchen is leaving the Giants and heading to the hated New York Yankees, which says more to me about what's going on with the health of Aaron Judge than anything else in this deal. They needed a backup plan, and they needed an insurance policy. Judge has said before the end of the season, if he is going to come back, he will never be 100% because he is still recovering from his wrist injury. But in the meantime, they go out and got an insurance policy, and Andrew McCutchen, a guy that was a big-time player in Pittsburgh, year in, year out, an MVP-type candidate, experienced outfielder with a decent bat, not hitting great in the National League for the Giants again this year, but maybe the crossover to the American League helps. But if nothing else, he does give them what they needed, which was some experience depth in case Judge is a little bit slowed coming back.
Yeah, it's an insurance policy. Take it out. You have a chance to do it. You go for it and make sure that if Judge isn't the same or you never know what happens if he doesn't come back or any kind of setbacks or that wrist is hit again, who knows what happens, you have that insurance policy out, and that's what you got to do if you are a contender. And the Yankees, of course, they're not going to win the East, right?
Right.
But they're still a team that is going to be ready to contend come October.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, today basically is it for the waiver trade deadline, which means if you are Jeff Luhnow and his staff and you are looking to look at insurance policies, you're looking to add any kind of depth to this team for the stretch run, you got to do it today. Mm-hmm. So, he had mentioned on the broadcast the other night on AT&T Sportsnet with Todd Kallas, and Jeff Blum, how he was exploring a lot of options. They had already explored a few things and placed some claims that didn't get done. They're going to really intensify in the final days of the deadline. Well, we're there. So let's see what happens now and see if there are any interesting names that they might be looking at to try and add some depth maybe in the lineup, whether it be the DH, outfield positions. It looks like everybody's going to be healthy on the infield, so you're not going to have to worry about if Altuve's knee injury was going to slow him down or be lingering, things like that. Bregman's good. Correa, again, got to get hitting, but he's back. So they lose last night 4-0. They got another game tonight. As they take on the Angels in this four-game series. But good news was with the loss last night, the A's lost as well, so they didn't lose any ground. Still a three-game lead in the loss column for your Houston Astros.
And you got a slump buster tonight. You see a guy that you just saw, and the last time you saw him, you roughed him up in Jaime Barrios. So we'll see if they can get the bats going a little bit and get that going and help Framber out.
Other thing is Framber Valdez, who has been a pleasant surprise for this ball club and proven that they have even more depth in the starting pitching, is 2-0 with two nice starts on the road. Now he gets his first look at home. Hopefully the home cooking does him some good, and he performs well, because it looks like there's still going to be a delay before they can improve the health of their starting rotation. Charlie Morton on the 10-day, I think that's just for rest, although they did say it was shoulder discomfort. He said in Jeff Luna and everybody else said, A.J. Hinch said, look, it's nothing more than just kind of giving him a little rest from the wear and tear before he gets ready for the stretch run. But McCullers still isn't throwing the where they want him to be. A.J. Hinch came out and said if he does come back, probably not going to be a starter the rest of the year, because it would take too long to get him the endurance he needs to be a long inning eating starter again. So maybe for all of you that wanted that McCullers in the bullpen, kind of a partial closer role, we'll see more of that kind of possibilities as we head into the postseason.
All right, so Astros got to get it going. Got to take the series at least. You know, not a sweep, that's fine.
Well, you're playing a team that has nothing to play for, so you need to take advantage of that. And again, last night, I don't know where you were on that, and you said you kind of were peeping the Astros as well. I was watching the whole game. You could tell Verlander was as visibly unemotional as he could be, but you could tell he was chapped a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He felt like he could still get out of that inning with only one run given up. This team has proven that in especially games lately, even if they get down early, their comeback factor is there. They do make a push. They did again last night and put two on the board, but obviously five was too much to overcome. I think Verlander after the game just kind of vented a little bit to say, hey, I felt like I could have gotten out of that, and if I did, you do the rest of the thinking, but it looks like it could have been a different story.
I did, and he also said that, look, sometimes the bullpen is going to do what it did yesterday, where, okay, I just got charged with two more runs, they gave it up, and there's going to be times where they bail you out. And that's fine. Remember Peacock, you go back 2 weeks ago, got him out of a big situation where he comes in and everything's good. So there's going to be moments like that. Look, it's part of the season. You can still win the series. That's the biggest thing. But he was outstanding last night up until the sixth, where you go, man, that like right there.
His pitch count was getting up there. Yeah. He was getting up around 100. And again, I think that's the other thing that in the big picture of things, A.J. Hinch is going to pay more attention to going down the stretch with this team is, I am not going to overexert my starting pitching so that when we get to the postseason, they've been taxed a lot and maybe aren't going to have everything left in the tank to go after another World Series championship. So I think that he's going to be very, very cognizant of the amount of pitches that a guy throws from start to start from this point forward.
Look, this is just one tweet, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to disrespect the usual suspects by any means, or you, Joel, or Nick. But Eric said, no lie, I kind of like the second intro Raheel did with the "What's That?" That's one person. It's one person.
And I know someone said on text message, by the way, Raheel's so full of Raheel that he doesn't see the big picture. It's all about the suspects.
That's fine. Okay. Let me see that.
I just deleted it. You want to see it?
No, I'm messing. I don't care.
So, you know, I mean, it goes both ways. But look, I mean, you've made it very clear that you are about you.
Absolutely.
Self-promotion.
Absolutely.
Instead of the promotion of the better good, the overall product.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never deny that.
Well, you should.
Joel,
it's a better look publicly.
Yeah, closed mouths don't get fed.
Okay. I'm not going to touch that one. Nick, if you want to chime in on that one, you go right ahead. But I'm not touching it. I think that enough has been said already, and people know and love us for being the suspects that we are for everybody. So
I mean, he's shown potential, right?
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Thanks, MJ. Other baseball moves. Dodgers acquire another veteran reliever, Ryan Madsen, on the move again. Seems like almost every postseason, or I mean trade deadline, he's going somewhere. It was from the A's to the Nationals before. Now he's going from the Nationals to the Dodgers. Dodgers trying to make sure that they solidify their squad going forward as they are still in quite a race out there in the West to try and get something done and win the division and then go from there. But obviously they are in go-for-it mode. The Machado trade was one thing, but they consistently and continuously are adding players, trying to make sure that they can get over the top and get back there as well. So the Astros and Dodgers in similar situations. Dodgers making a whole bunch of moves. Interesting to see if the Astros do anything before the deadline. Other than that,
that's what's happening in baseball right now.
That's pretty much the update all around. We gave you the Donald update.
Yeah.
Thank God week four of the preseason is over with, so that's good. And now we're just getting ready for the regular season in the NFL. Stroh's got their big deal going on. Rockets, we talked about that in the first hour, the big move to unload Ryan Anderson. And that contract, just interesting if they can get anything out of what they got in return.
Yeah, and if you want to hear the full thing on Podcast Arena, we spent 30 minutes on that, breaking down every piece. So if you do enjoy basketball talk, I highly recommend that.
I don't know if you saw this too, but before we get off basketball, one thing that was funny, and I'd heard this story before, but Grant Hill was doing taking questions from people and wanted to answer people's questions about his time in the NBA and otherwise. And of all people, Shaquille O'Neal asked him the question, have you ever heard about the time that Shaq put a teammate to sleep? And Grant Hill proceeded to tell the story. I guess Shaq wanted him to be the one to tell the story. You remember there was a guy by the name of Gordon Giracek who was in the league, foreign player, good shooter, guy that made a couple of rosters. Evidently, he was pretty cocky, too, and was a guy that was notorious for not kicking the ball down low to Shaq. And then would talk a lot of mess to Shaq, and they would go back and forth. So they went to shoot around one day, and Giracek was talking a bunch of mess. Grant says he went to go to use the restroom, and when he came back, Giracek was laid out on the floor and asleep. And when he asked what happened, basically everybody involved said Shaq had heard enough, put him in a sleeper hold, held him there till he fell asleep, left him down, and they were like, come on, big fella, big game tonight against the Mavericks, we need him. Going down the stretch, thankfully Giracek was okay, but Shaq basically said, "No, just not playing that. I've had enough of it, and we're going to do something about it."
I don't remember Giracek being that big. Why would you ever continue? Like, if Shaq's like, "All right, cut it out," and it's getting somewhat confrontational, why would you ever want to continue that with a guy that is twice your size?
Yeah, I don't understand that. The other ones, the stories I've heard from Shaq too, in terms of controlling the locker room, are always pretty entertaining too, but he has been known, besides sleeper holds, to be the guy that indoctrinates rookies in a lot of different ways. One of them is that he will be fully in his birthday suit and then put a wrestling lock full body hold on you and roll around on the floor with you. That's one way to get used to your new teammates.
That's not hazing. That's just living out something in the back of your mind. I'm just going to say.
Is that what you think it is?
I'm just saying, man. There's hazing and then there's...
That's a large man just... physically in stature,
yeah.
But I don't think you want him draped all over you like a bad suit and then rolling around on the floor with you.
It's a weird, I don't know. You can haze somebody and rough them up a little bit, but then you go, I'm going to get naked. Why?
I got another one I can tell you off air that's maybe worse than that, but Shaq was obviously always a character and doing whatever he darn well felt. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We'll take a quick break, come back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects. It's SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final hour of the show. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, usual suspects. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. And the good thing is you can be a part of it today. We are at Carbach Brewing. It is fantastic. It's a great environment. And the food and the beverages, absolutely out of this world. 2032 Carbach Street, essentially 290 right off of 610. Stop on by inside, outside. Lots of TVs to watch all the sporting events. But best thing is the environment is fantastic. Lots of good-looking people around here enjoying the spirits, eating some food. You can also check out the windows and see how the beer is made. Good people doing good things here, so stop on by.
Man, I like this place.
Happy hour 3 to 6, too.
This is a cool place, man. I don't know. It just feels good, right?
It does.
And football's here. We're just chatting with AJ in the break about some of the games, some plays. We're going to be doing a pick'em contest amongst all the hosts.
Yep.
And you got to get your games in. AJ will be documenting that on SportsMap. And make sure you go to sportsmap.com if you want to learn how to get to games on time.
Did you place your pick?
I did.
You did?
I did. I didn't play Texas. I played West Virginia.
What are the parameters? You go either pick the game with the spread.
Yeah, or the total.
Or just
the
over-under?
Yeah, the over-under on that. So okay. Either one is okay. I played the Mountaineers, and I hope I make a lot of money this year with the Mountaineers because I think they're going to win the Big 12.
You're going to be a Dana guy?
Yeah. I've always been a Dana guy. He's always been awesome to me.
I mean, he was at U of H. And
again, this offense, you got a Heisman hopeful leading you, and that offense is unstoppable when it's rolling. You also have a fantastic receiving core. So I think they're going to be pretty good. And John said that he had a chance to talk some people there. They've got some improvements on the D-line. They've got some size on there that they're happy
about.
Yeah, they
took the one kid that had several surgeries that was like a five-star recruit and a big-time NFL prospect and got hurt. And they said that he's on the rebound now and he's dominant and could be a big factor for them. So interesting to watch. But, look, I understand why you're doing that too because we know that friends of Granada. Dana is a friend of Granada.
Yeah. Friend of mine. I consider Dana a friend.
Yeah?
Yeah, he always makes fun of me.
Well, you guys haven't had him on the show. Are you still having him on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on Tuesdays at 10:30, I believe. I have the schedule, but, yeah, we have a lot of college football coaches on.
Yeah.
And Dana's been cool with us for the longest time. I mean, like, this is like a – for me, at least, I've known him for about 10 years now, 11 years. So
I just remember when he was on Sumlin's staff at U of H that – those guys, excuse me, the two coordinators in Sumlin, they knew how to party.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they were friends of Granada, because of the fact that, you know, John gets it done. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we'd bump into them, they'd be in like a suite at the Texans game or like, you know, a bowl game or something like that. And boy, oh boy, those boys can put it away.
Oh, absolutely, man. Why not live life if you work that hard? So good for Dana. And this is one of his deepest teams that he's had. And if there's ever a time, you know, last year, if Will Greer doesn't get injured against Texas, and that comes on a drive, which, by the way, they were about to score, and they did, you know, did he fumble? I think they ended up getting the touchdown, and he messed up his thumb. I might be wrong. But, again, they moved it easily on Texas. It's just it happened to be that he ran, and he got popped, and that was it for Will Greer. So we'll see what happens with them. But college football kicks off tomorrow, 11 a.m., Texas,
college
Maryland.
Football kicked off last night.
No, the real slate kicks off tomorrow.
The
full day of the
I'll tell you what
day.
I am looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the Michigan-Notre Dame game at night, and I'm really looking forward to Washington and Auburn. Those are two really good matchups if you want to watch some college football. And I know you're going to be watching your Horns.
Yeah, that's 11 a.m. kick. U of H, Rice, 11 a.m. kick. Texas Tech, Ole Miss, 11 a.m. kick. So you got a lot of good games. Full slate kicks tomorrow. Like, tomorrow is the official start.
Sure. I mean, there wasn't really that much to watch.
Yeah, what did you – I mean, like, what game
I watched, I was watching because they're on – in the Badgers division in the Big Ten, I was watching Purdue Northwestern, which was a very high-scoring first half. It was an entertaining game. And then it just came down to, like, a snail's pace in the second half, and I was just like – I was so bored with it, I turned it off. Northwestern ended up hanging on winning, but I'm like, at least it didn't – I didn't have as much to fear about in terms of what the Badgers need to do to win their side and make a run because it doesn't happen often. I mean, I know they got a good program, but they never get – they have good years, and they win the Big Ten, but it's not like national championship consideration. They are one of the 14 teams ESPN says has at least a shot at competing for a national title.
But this year is going to be harder for them because I think all their hard games are on the road this year. Because we were looking
at
Wisconsin.
They don't play Ohio State, so their schedule. With the uneven scheduling in the Big Ten, there's always a big-time game you want to see that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they don't play Ohio State this year, so that's the game that everybody's going to want to see that won't happen because obviously both Ohio State and Wisconsin in the top five in the AP poll coming out. Before the start of the season, but I'm never sold on them. I'm never sold at the quarterback position with them. I know they have the best offensive line in college football. I know that they've got Taylor coming back for his sophomore season as a Heisman candidate, But overall, your quarterback, as we all know, has to guide the ship and run the team, and I'm not sold on the quarterback position for the Badgers.
Here are the big road games for your Badgers.
Yep.
At Michigan on October 13th, at Penn State November 10th.
Yep.
And then, you know, the sneaky ones are obviously on there at Northwestern, which, again, it's a sneaky. They'll win that one, but it's one of those tough teams on the road, and we'll see what happens with that. Hornibrook, right? Still
Hornibrook's the guy. I'm not sold on him, but we'll see how he does. Hopefully he'll guide them through at least the regular season, get in the Big Ten championship game, and then see how it goes from there. But you're right. The road games are going to be key for them. Those are swing games that will determine a lot for their team. But early on, they're number four. The Buckeyes are number five. Big Ten is very well represented in the top ten coming out to start the season, so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. All right, Raheel's in for Barry. It's me and Nick. It's the usual suspects. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. It's SportsBap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the final half hour of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects till 4. It is the Blitz until 7. It's ESPN 97.5 and, of course, SportsMap 94.1. We're coming to you live from Carbach Brewing, 2032 Carbach Street, right around 29610 area. Stop on by. The Blitz is going to take you till 7. You might as well avoid traffic, come in and get some quality beverages, some great food, and some entertainment with Fred and AJ as they take you home and get you ready for football season. As Raheel said, we got through the start of football last night, but the big game's coming up this weekend. So stop on by and be a part of everything going on here at Carbach Brewing. We mentioned Carbachtoberfest. That's coming up as well. Did you give away those tickets, by the way?
Yeah, they're up there.
Have we given away yet?
Did La Raza take them? No? He took something else? Oh,
okay,
we
got two tickets to that U of H game against Rice tomorrow. Raheel tried to appeal to his fan base and said you had to come in and say something directly to Raheel and look him in the eye. That didn't work. So come on by. Say that you're a fan of the Usual Suspects. We'll give you two tickets to the game tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. U of H and Rice. Don't say it to Raheel, say it to me, because Nick would be here, but he's in the studio.
Usual Suspects have 30 minutes to come show that your fan base is just like my fan base or better. Because if my fan base didn't do it and yours doesn't do it either, then
why are we comparing your fan base to the Suspects fan base?
Thank you, Nicholas.
You have 30 minutes to come get your tickets, so come on, Suspects, let's do it. But while you're here, give me a thank you.
Yeah. So let's see if we can really do it, because it's only a half hour to go on the show when you start dropping that.
I'm just saying. It's a bigger fan. You guys have a bigger fan base. Let's do it.
What's given, bro?
I know. So come get your tickets, guys. And it's also a college football game.
We gave you three quarters of the show to try and give away tickets with your name on them, and look where it got us.
Negative. I only have 30 minutes also because it was two segments ago.
It's not true. Who's counting
Yeah, it was.
That?
I
Who's
was counting.
Like that? No.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, there's a high school football team in California that – decided to forfeit the rest of its regular season. Now, their JV is still going to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they lost their first two games, 61-0 and 41-0, and decided that they were going to fold up their tents and go home because they had lost the 102-0 in their first two games.
That's not...
What kind of sportsmanship and competitive nature is that in a football team, right?
Wait, they lost 61 and 41?
Yeah.
That's not... I mean, look, that's not good. You obviously don't want to lose that badly, but when I saw that headline, I thought it was they lost 102-0 the first game, and they called it quits. A combined score of 102.
Right, combined score.
Bad.
I could see, right, because like Lisa's dad is a high school football coach in California. So I was looking it up and trying to figure out, is it just like a small school? Is it like they're playing 7-on-7? No, it's legit. And the athletic director said a number of factors played into the decision. He said they took a vote. The varsity roster was 18 players deep at the start of the season, but after the first two lopsided losses, five players quit. So now you're down to 13. Now that makes more sense.
That's
because now you're playing a California high school football season with 13 guys. That can factor in. He said on Monday morning, another player was on the fence whether he was going to play or not. That's when the coach called the team meeting, and they decided to scrap the rest of the season.
There's nobody on JV that they could call up and make them play.
You saw Northwestern State play A&M last night, right?
Yeah. So, well, I mean,
at some point, doesn't it come down to that's what you're dealing with?
What about the other kids that want to play?
I'm telling you.
That sucks.
Now, in my hometown, we had a problem with, because my senior year, we only had 21 guys on the varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So we were running short on players, too. We were the last winning team at our high school, but the numbers kept dwindling down. So what they did was they combined with another high school that was having similar problems. And just so that they could have a schedule and so those guys that wanted to play football could play football. So, I mean, give the kids options, right?
Man.
I can understand if the expenses are too much for equipment and everything else. But otherwise, I mean, give them an outlet to be able to play football if they want to play.
Come on, California. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, then, I mean, I'm just looking at some non-sports stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you saw this or not. But there was a woman on an airplane who says that United Airlines offered her $75 to not tell anyone about the man who pleasured himself for 2 hours in the seat next to her on a flight.
Oh, Nick, how about that?
See, that's Joel's job right here.
No, I don't do – Barry's one – okay.
Now he's piling on.
Nick, that's awesome that she's not going to tell on you.
See.
So as the story goes in the New York Post, so it's legit, a woman on a United Airlines flight from Orange County, California to Chicago claims the man seated next to her pleasured himself for hours and the airline did not report it to law enforcement. Michaela Dixon, 21, was traveling. Dixon is her last name, by the way. 21, traveling with her boyfriend on August 11th when she noticed the man inappropriately touching himself. Her boyfriend was asleep in the window seat. I'm in the middle, and the man is in the aisle. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't get up because I didn't want to go anywhere near him. She tweeted about the incident that gave her the worst panic attack of her life. She went on to say she couldn't alert the attendant without the man finding out, so she had to wait till he left his seat. And then she was shaking until he got up to go to the bathroom as they landed. She tried to alert the airline, and they were offering $75 in hush money. $75.
Hold on.
She should have negotiated.
Yo, hold on. Her boyfriend was with her because she was traveling with her boyfriend, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that didn't make sense either.
He's sleeping. So the first thing she should do when he gets up to is wake his ass up and go, yo.
But don't you normally sit in between you and your girl and that dynamic where you're the one sitting in the middle?
Yeah, the woman was in the middle. The guy was on the window seat.
The offensive boyfriend. Guy is on the aisle.
Yeah.
Boyfriend's on the window. She's in the middle.
Dude,
she said after
on.
Being alerted to the incident, the flight attendant moved her to another row and reportedly told her the airline had contacted law enforcement. When the man bolted to get off the plane, Dixon claims he was detained and escorted into the airport. When she inquired about what would happen to him, Dixon said the airline refused to tell her and gave her $75 of hush money. They were trying to keep it internal.
Was it $75 or 75 United dollars?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because if it's $75, that's a big difference.
But you know they have a lot of leeway in terms of giving away flight vouchers.
Yeah,
remember, all the announcements that always when you're at the gate, would you like to skip this flight and you get this many vouchers for this amount of money? $75 seems awfully low if they want to keep this under the radar.
Why didn't she just tell her boyfriend and her boyfriend goes, dude, what are you doing? Stop and make a big deal about it and make the whole flight aware of what's happening.
Well, and then you're negotiating from a point of strength, right? Because then you can say, hey, no, I'm not settling for anything less than $1,000 in vouchers. Mm. And if they say no, you say, well, I'm sitting here in the front, and I'm going to be able to make sure that this entire flight knows what's going on, what this guy did, and what we could possibly do about it, and embarrass the hell out of them.
They were desperately trying to keep it internal, and they failed so badly because it's all over now.
Yep. And you know this isn't going away. Because if she tweeted when it actually happened and now it's getting some run on social media and across the internet, you know she will be tweeting more. And United Airlines is just going to continue to look worse and worse.
What would be your hush money if you were in that situation? If it like, I know we would do it differently, but let's just say situation plays out exactly. You're next to your significant other,
right?
Your wife, or you're traveling with a buddy. You're next to him. This all happens. Now you tweet about it and United goes, Name the number where you keep it quiet. What is it?
$1,500 to $2,000 in vouchers.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
$1,500 to $2,000 in vouchers because it's no skin off their back. They can afford to do that. And then I can afford to go on a family vacation, take the wife somewhere,
like
do
that.
Something. And then it's worth my while.
I like that you have that because that you have that number ready to go because you didn't think twice. You
go,
that's because that's a number they are willing to do. Like if you said $5,000, they're probably like, nah, we're good.
And you know that's the thing, too, because I'm thinking about it from the standpoint of I know where we travel frequently to go to California to see her family or, you know, certain places we go. So I know the average round trip ticket per ticket. Yo. So I'm thinking $1,500 to $2,000 and you got my silence.
That's
if not,
good.
You're on your own.
Mine would be about $12.50 because that's a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, a meal. And then another Chick-fil-A sandwich on top.
Lion
That's
ass.
All it would take. Nick, where are you at with
Lion
that?
Ass. I would want voucher. Free flights, for sure. Free flights. I don't know, man. I don't know what the number would be, but I would definitely want free flights. I do like the $1,500 voucher idea.
Okay, but it also matters. The other part of this is, like, did that dude finish the job?
Uh-huh.
Like, how much did you witness?
And is there a blanket or something shielding the actual actions, or do you have to witness it up close and personal?
Like, it's all horrible. This is a terrible story. I'm sad that the woman had to go through this, and I'm sad that her boyfriend was he's in such a deep sleep that he can't help her out. But there's levels to it also. Like, blanket guy, you're like, okay, that's traumatizing, but completing the job guy, that's even worse, right?
It's terrible.
At any time, do you think that he turned to her and said, "Did you get your nuts?"
See, I don't know.
Pretzels? I don't know. I'm just asking a question.
It's possible.
All right, we got one segment to go on the big show. Even Nick went silent on that one. Okay, we got one segment to go on the big show. We'll put a bow on it next. Turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. It's SportsBap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspect.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Before we get to all that, I do want to remind you that people are still digging out of the hurricane, trying to get back into their house. A lot of it is roofing issues, and if you need a good roofing company, I need to tell you about Fitz Roofing, because I know there's storm chasers and deposit thieves out there, sketchy roofers that just want your money up front, then they're going to skip town and you're never going to get the deal done. You don't have to worry about that with Fitz Roofing. They're a locally owned and operated Houston company servicing Houston, the suburbs, anywhere and everywhere around H-Town. And they use high-quality shingles like CertainTeed shingles. They're actually a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to attain that elite status. The biggest thing you need to know is their base warranties longer than your average roofer can give you around town. They're going to do an outstanding job. They're going to make sure they take care of you before, during, and after the sale. And to show you that they're committed to the community, 10% of their profits go back through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families, which puts roofs over heads of families that need the roofing but can't afford to pay the price. They want to make sure that you realize they are the place to go for anything when it's anything to do with a roof. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Give them a call, 832-521-3001 for a free no-obligation inspection, 832-521-3001 or FITZroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time. So, brother, I appreciate you stopping in, filling in for Barry. By the way, we are doing a show Monday. Barry will be doing it from a broom closet in Kansas, I believe, right, Nick?
I believe he will be in a radio station in Wichita.
Okay, in Wichita, Kansas, and you and I will be in studio. So Hopefully, while you guys enjoy some time off, you'll be tuned into the show on Monday. So we'll have fun with that. Big plans for the weekend.
Although I think his gig tonight got canceled, so I'm sure he's happy about that.
Oh, that
he still gets paid, though, right?
I think he still gets paid, but it's one of those overbooked deals.
Okay.
That still sucks. Like, you go that far.
Yeah,
you want to
work driving, like, you know, what'd you say, 8 hours?
Man.
I said 9 on Google, so.
Dang. Football tomorrow, Sunday. There's only one game, so I think, let's see what happens if we can get out of the house early enough. I do want to get out to Galveston to skimboard a little bit.
Oh.
So
will you be videoing that?
Like I did last time, and I embarrassed myself. But I'm addicted to that. Like, I just, any reason I can get out there and, you know, get on the water, it would be great. So I might do that. We'll see. Maybe on Monday. I don't know. But pool, hang out a little bit outside, take a nap or two. It should be a good weekend.
I got the mother-in-law in town until tomorrow afternoon, but I'm going to hoop tomorrow morning, catch some college football, and then I'm sure Sunday, unfortunately, because Lisa has to work Monday too, I'm sure Sunday will be all family stuff. And then, man, I'm telling you what, the thing that I'm dreading more than anything else is Taylor doesn't go to school the whole week when Grandma's in, and Grandma spoils the heck out of her. And then Tuesday morning when I got to get her back into the routine, it's going to be rough. And then we'll drop her off at school when she knows that it's not a fun day with Grandma anymore. Man, it is going to be. Oh, Nick, you want to help?
Nah, you don't want me helping.
Just checking, man.
Come out there, Uncle Nick.
She needs someone to beat up.
Yeah, that should be. Oh, that's going to suck.
I'll be a punching bag. I think that's kind of funny. I think that part's hilarious.
We all know based on, and I don't know if your school does this with your daughter, but we all know that Taylor has a propensity for knocking people out.
Taylor will knock your ass out.
Yeah, she took out 2 kids in 1 week a couple weeks ago for taking her books and her toys. So, I think that the knockout factor is taken care of.
Is she the number one contender right now in the classroom, or is she the champ?
I don't know, but if I find out, I'm afraid that I'm going to find out she's not allowed to go to that school anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Nick and Barry, it's all, like, based on anonymous. But then the school goes and screws me over because it's supposed to be anonymous. They tell you about it. You got to sign a slip. And then the next day I'm walking her into school, and she's in my arm, and we're walking in the front door, and someone at the front desk with parents all around goes, "So did you cut her nails today so she doesn't take anybody's face off?" Yeah. I'm like, yeah. What happened to that whole anonymity thing? Where'd that go?
You know, in China, they had a day. I think it was China or Brazil, one of those. They had a daycare fight ring going on.
Like,
there was a daycare fight club pretty much going on. So,
kidding?
Yeah, I'm kidding. We couldn't bet on it. shout out to our man Tyler, by the way. Tyler dropped off some cookies for us.
Oh, yeah, Tyler.
Thanks.
Shout out to you for the cookies. We appreciate it. He said, culinary cuisine?
Yeah.
Working on some things. So, he brought some cookies. Tosh has already consumed all of the one of the batch of cookies, so well done there. And again, stop on out to Carbach Brewing where we are right now. Fred and AJ will take you home till 7 right here, 2032 Carbach Street. You can stop by, catch some good food and beverage, catch some games, but hang out with the Blitz. That's always cool.
You know, culinary school, he said?
Yeah.
You know that's code for edibles, right?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, these are edibles, right, Tyler? I got you.
Tyler's on the phone going, I'm off the clock, right? I'm good?
Yeah.
Am I going to be okay here?
My man's out here dealing. I like that.
Nick, what's on the schedule this weekend for you?
Nothing. I mean, I might catch an Astros game. I work tomorrow for a little bit, but for the most part, I'm just chilling. I'm trying to save money for the big Vegas trip, so I'm not going to be doing anything crazy, too crazy.
That's right. You get to roll with the Blitz, too, huh? Coming up
for
that big trip.
So I'm going to be good for the next couple of weekends. Yep.
Oh, Nick, you going to hit up the outlets?
Nick, that's a line you know.
That part I actually am going to do. The Cypress outlet spot?
Yeah.
I might hit that
up. There, man. And then remember what I told you. You find those pants at Lululemon, $60, buy them, bro. They have an outlet store there. So
The way you phrased it, you made it seem like it's rarely under $60 for those type of pants.
Oh, no, they're expensive pants. You know, we have wives. Lululemon pants are not
I told
cheap.
You guys the story the first time when we first started dating, and Lisa's like, well, I mean, you don't have to get me anything. And I'm like, well, what kind of workout stuff do you wear? And she's like, Lululemon. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm just thinking it's just like, I'm just going to run in, stop in the store. Dude, come on, man. I know you got the scholarship on that, but if you don't, spendy.
Yeah, it's expensive. I still have to buy stuff for family because they're like, oh, yeah, Lululemon, you did stuff with them. So I want Lululemon this year. I'm like, all right, I got you, fam.
Yeah.
It's such. But, man, the customer service and the actual product is fantastic.
See, my dumb ass, the first thing
I said. There's no big difference between Nike and Lululemon, in my opinion.
Joel, as a man who wears both, there is a difference.
I'm not spending what you spend on Lululemon.
That's how you
I'm
go
sorry.
To the
That's just not happening. And I'm not going to pay that much to have my grape smashed in some skinny wet sweats when I can just wear regular sweats.
They have ABC technology, anti-ball crushing technology on their pants. So
That's
it's cut
lie.
Up.
You
I swear.
Made that up.
Okay, Google it right now.
I'm not going to Google anti-ball crushing technology. I'm just not going to do it.
No, they really do, though. So I'm just telling you, you guys can, until you try it, can't knock it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you filling in.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Nick, you do the same. We're going to wrap things up here. Andreas, the promo team, we appreciate you guys. Blitz is coming up next. Fred and AJ, they'll take you all the way home till 7 o'clock from Carbrock Brewing right here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.